At the recent USA Peanut Congress, Chris Balcom, peanut specialist for Alabama at Auburn University, told the attendees that the leaders in the industry, the peanut specialists, had dropped their estimated peanut acreage from 20% increase to 15%, or a total of 1,584,000 acres. That's 15% above last year. He said that Scott Mumford in Georgia reported that their acreage is going to be between 730 to 750,000 acres. Some may have not gotten planted because of the late dry weather. 85% of the variety planted is the Georgia 06G. The season started off hot, he said, with temperatures in the 70s for the 1st of April. Then it turned off wet and cool, slowing down the planting. He said thrips pressure has been severe most of May, with moisture and seed quality leading in some poor stands in late May and early June. Major concern, he said, was will the increase in acreage cause farmers not to rotate, and will the drought in August repeat itself like last year? Balcom said about Alabama, they are estimating about 200,000 acres, mostly Georgia 06G with several high oleic varieties. His major concern is delayed planting due to a wet April and intense May rains. He said plantings are getting finished, but the late crop with some stand issues and the third year of the late thrip fights has brought on some heavy pressure. He said we need a good rain in August and September to have a respectable yield to match up with these low prices. David Wright in Florida said their estimated acres will be about 200,000 acres, mostly Georgia 06G. Wet weather in April and the Palmer amaranth weeds are a problem. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.